And we're live. Good morning, everyone. Well, this is Banff, and in place of Walt or Mike today, we'll be sitting in as Alice again. Walt was trying to show up, but things happened, so he's going to be here in spirit. Today we have Alfred Page, and in theory, we will also have Nick Garber. He's running a bit late. And we were going to be talking about the new Kickstarter for Apogee called Chess. It is going to be for issue number 2. Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone, this is a personal invitation to everyone to come join us on our Discord servers. We have the Banff Discord, which is discord.me/Banff podcast, and we have the sister Discord for Supers System, which is discord.me/Supers Red. And Alfred Page, thank you for joining me today. I understand you like to be called Page rather than Alfred, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, Page, thank you for joining me today. And please tell me a little bit about Chess.
Chess is an espionage action comic book with, you try to stick to the more real world themes and things that's going on currently. And, we're just trying to keep a story-driven comic book with a action movie scenery. So,
cool. Can you tell me a little bit about the artistic style of it? Because as Walt would like me to make certain, I ask the question of what is the exact tactical significance of long-haired ponytails with berets and masks over the berets?
Well, we try to keep it in a comic book field with real world tech. So, the lady with the long ponytail is only for effect, comic book effect. It's like a cape or some kind of extension of movement. So, being that she's the martial artist of the team, we just want a way to highlight her movements and just bring that extra credit to her character.
Okay.
No,
go ahead, please.
And the mask and she holds, those are actually true items that they have, like, gas mask, stuff like that, so for controlled breathing and stuff like that. So it's just putting the design together.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot without too many spoilers? Give us a kind of direction and idea about where the plot is and where the plot is going so that people have an idea when they go and pick up the product.
Well, the team itself is a act on your own team. So the guy that runs it, Avery Davis, who is a strategic expert, a terrorism expert. Instead of waiting for certain laws or the government to act on certain things, he just put himself in the position to act on things that he felt needed to be acted on. So in doing that, he put his own team together without nobody knowing. He used his own resources to put his own team together.
So it's a kind of black ops team that nobody knows about.
The black ops team that just acts out on his own personal agendas. And, putting this team together, and they take on these personal agendas. But in this particular storyline, he brings on a friend, brings some information to him, Errol Schaefer, about a businessman that's selling weapons that has a kill switch to him. So he could shut the weapons down any time, and he's using that to monopolize, everything from governments to outland bands of terrorism. So
cool.
He sends the team to go investigate this businessman. Everything starts turning kind of crazy.
Cool. Well, so I don't know if you have much of a gaming background, but a lot of our viewers are big gamers. And so one of the things I was waiting on Nick to ask, but let's see if you can, I don't know about your gaming background. For chess, what there was talk about the fact that it would be a really great RPG setting. So what elements of the Apogee setting do you think are really engaging for role players if they want to try and adapt that to the gaming setting?
Well, the thing about chess, because it's real world, if you follow games that's been done like that, like the, you know, of course, the Rainbow Six, Metal Gear Solid, and those games like that, the first-person games of military tactics, those characters could fit into that world easily. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I watched some of that. I used to have a friend that used to play the earlier versions of Metal Gear Solid and be so good at it, how you could control the character so well. I was never good at gaming myself outside a basketball game or something like that. So I'm not really a gamer. But my friend, he used to play these characters so well, and he's really able to control the game. It's almost like watching a movie when he plays it. So, you know, I use those aspects to get some ideas of a more real-world setting in the comic book than the average, you know, the Avengers and the Blasting and those type of teams that come along that's, you know, everybody got superpowers and everybody just go blast through walls and all these mega style powers. I want to put a more realistic theme to it.
Yeah, a lot of our viewers are focused in on tabletop gaming over video games. Not to say that, you know, they don't play video games, but but that's really cool. And so that is actually something interesting. So you're saying that chess is more G.I. Joe and less superhero.
Yeah, well, just more team orientated. You know, I grew up when I started putting chess together. It was the time of teams was the highlight. So you had all these teams. You had G-Force, Thundercats, and, you know, all these show cartoons that show team dynamics. But even X-Men, the highlight.
Do the characters have superpowers?
They don't. None of the characters have superpowers. Okay, they all have their particular skill.
Okay, so more G.I. Joe, less superhero. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to add to what I'm... to tell people more about it?
You know, it's just that, of course, the first issue is well-received. Thank you for everybody who did read the first issue. And that is the setup. The first issue is really just to set up the ongoing story. It's a 5-issue miniseries, and the action's just getting started. We got a lot of twisted plots coming in the storyline. So, you know, it really gets heavy in issue 2 with the action, but it turns into a wild ride of action throughout the next couple of issues. The writer behind it, Alex DiGrucci, who is a script writer out in the UK, we really sat down and wanted to give you a storyline that every issue takes you to a different agenda.
Cool.
It starts off with the reason why they're there, but every issue starts off with a different agenda. And you start to see the twisted plots, and not everybody can be trusted. So,
okay.
That has a big impact on the storyline.
Cool. excuse me. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like Nick is going to be able to show after all with his delay. so I'm going to have to skip some questions. As you said, he covers as you said, you're the developer of chess, but he deals with a lot of the other stuff for Apogee. One last question I did have for you specifically, though, for both of you, was the fact that I noticed that, excuse me, my last question is, what is your opinion of the independent comic book landscape? Because it seems to, through Kickstarter and crowdfunding and all, it seems to be very much burgeoning. So how do you see the landscape influencing comic book art and comic book creation?
I mean, I just see it getting bigger. I mean, you know, every day you just meet more and more people that's into comic books and those developments. Now that they have an avenue to get those creativities out through Kickstarter and through their own projects, you're just going to see it growing as every generation comes up, especially now because it's so in front of you with the movies and everything's based on comic books. So the base of everything that's successful right now is all comic books. The movies is expansive right now with the Avengers, DC movies, and independent movies becoming major movies. So I just see it growing bigger and bigger.
Cool. Well, then I think that's it for us. Again, this is about the Chess Kickstarter for Apogee Comics. Apogee Comics happens to be a friend of Banff's, Walt's, and so we wanted to just kind of highlight it a little bit and get people to go take a look. You can find it on Kickstarter. Chess is spelled C period H period E period S period S period. Oh, and before we go, why don't you tell them what Chess stands for, Paige?
Command Headquarters of Espionage Strategic Strikes.
Thank you very much. Well, this is Banff signing off for today then.